I'm wearing red.
T-shirt on.
Okay, I think we're going to go back on the record here. And the first thing we will do is closing comments by the PSC commissioners, beginning with Commissioner Fedorchak.
Oh, right. I don't have a lot of comments today, but first of all, thank you to our judge. This is his first PSC hearing since taking over that office, and you have a good voice for being a judge. and I've appreciated your demeanor at the hearing. I think you've done a nice job, so thank you for that. We had a good hearing, great discussion about the issues. This is an interesting project. It's an important project for connecting the oil that's coming off of the reservation and other parts north into a good pipeline system and getting it to the transport, out-of-state transport, with limited truck traffic. So I think that from that standpoint, I appreciate this. I appreciate the sensitivity of it through these really neat areas of the state, tough, rugged areas of the state. I like the boring and the use of the boring. I like that you're trying to avoid taking out the trees. The trees are precious just for North Dakotans in general, but they're also important for wildlife, so I think that goes a long way to avoid taking out the trees and the shrubs to mitigate some of the environmental impacts. So I really appreciate that as well, and look forward to a little more information on the cultural resources if we can before we provide the order, or we'll have an order that's contingent on the SHPO review and signing off that no significant impacts will be had by the project. So I don't have any real other huge concerns. Thank you for all the information, and I look forward to moving forward efficiently with this and getting you guys a permit if we can without a lot of delay, and so you're ready to go when the time comes for construction.
Commissioner Kolk.
Echo Julie's thanks to you for your first hearing, Tim. Other than forgetting Randy that one time, I'd give you a pass, okay? No, it's really important for us to have ALJs to come out and help us do this work, so thank Tim and all the others that do that. For the company, I said in my opening comments, very good application. It really helps out with our questions. I think we had some detailed stuff we worked through today very well. And Randy sometimes closes with this comment, but I'll steal it from him. Oftentimes we have these hearings, and you'll have a room full of people. When you don't have a room full of people, I think that speaks as many volumes as when you do have a room full, that you've taken care of the issues as it relates to the local community. So thank you for that, and look forward to following through with what Commissioner Fedorchak says is the portfolio holder on this project. Thank you.
Commissioner Chrisman.
Well, since Brian stole my line, I'll have to ad lib, but also thank you, Judge. Judge Dawson and I worked together for many years at Legislative Council, so it's fun working with you again in your new role here and my role on the commission. 2 points. First of all, every one of these hearings seems like brings something new. I never, though, thought I would hear the day when Mr. Bender says the words, "We're not in a hurry on this one." That's the stunner of the day. But I will say this, most of our discussion has been about the environmental and cultural things up toward the northern side of this, and when Brian made this point about the fact that not having a room full of people says something itself, we need to remember, even though there are very few people up on the northern end of this project, as you get down here on the west side of Killdeer, it is more settled. And so clearly the company has done some good work in getting those easements acquired and dealing with the things down here where the land is smoother and there's more people around and more businesses, and they have to cross a state highway and those types of things. So I guess I commend the company. I always appreciate seeing an application where the easements have been acquired. So, and I know that's not always possible, but in this case it was, and commend the company for that.
Mr. Bender and Mr. Pelham, do we have a agreement on the late filed exhibits?
I think we do, Your Honor, and I think Mr. Pelham is going to go through the list of late filed exhibits and not late filed, but other documents that we will be filing with the commission subsequent to an order being entered.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bender. Yes, we did discuss the late filed exhibits and agreed that the first late filed exhibit would be a correction or amendment to Appendix B, correcting that bore location that would be included. The second late filed exhibit would be a recitation of the company's rationale for placement of the proposed line in avoidance areas following the specifications stated in North Dakota Administrative Code 6906-0802. That would be the last late filed exhibit, and what we've discussed is providing the commission copies of documents when they are completed through the federal application process, and I'll just list those. And just to be clear, too, in the order provision, we would specifically indicate that, and the company has agreed that these documents would be provided prior to construction, any construction, and construction would not begin until after these documents are provided to the commission. Those documents would include the Class 3 report, a SHPO concurrence, a wildlife survey and habitat assessment, a tree shrub survey, noxious weed survey, a Fish and Wildlife Service biological assessment, the environmental assessment, which I understand will encompass many of these items as well that I just mentioned, and then finally, a construction and reclamation plans, which I understand are all part of the federal application. And those documents will all be provided to the commission, but they, as an understanding, talking to counsel for the company, they will not actually be available for some months, and possibly, well, we'll leave it at that. Some months is probably about as accurate as we can get given the federal process.
And that's correct, Your Honor. We do agree to that.
Okay. If you would get me a list of that, I'd appreciate it. It is 1:20 Mountain Time, 2:20 Central Time on May 11th, and the hearing for PU 1694 on the application of BOE for a certificate of corridor compatibility and route permit and waivers of procedures is closed, subject to the filing of late filed exhibits.